Chapter 91. Introduction to Hybrid Vehicles. Hybrid Vehicle. Definition of terms. A hybrid vehicle is one that uses two different methods to propel the vehicle. A hybrid electric vehicle, abbreviated HEV, uses both an internal combustion engine and an electric motor to propel the vehicle. Most hybrid vehicles use a high-voltage battery pack and a combination electric motor and generator to help or assist a gasoline engine. The internal combustion engine, abbreviated ICE, used in a hybrid vehicle can be either gasoline or diesel, although only gasoline-powered engines are currently used in hybrid vehicles. An electric motor is used to help propel the vehicle and, in some designs, is capable of propelling the vehicle alone without having to start the internal combustion engine. Background. In the early years of vehicle development, many different types of propulsion systems were used, including steam engine-powered, gasoline engine-powered, and electric motor-powered. Early electric vehicles, abbreviated EVs, were also called battery electric vehicles, abbreviated BEV. These early electric vehicles used lead-acid batteries, an electric traction motor, and a mechanical controller. A traction motor is an electric motor used to rotate the drive wheels and propel the vehicle. The vehicle moves as a result of the traction between the wheel and the road surface to transmit the torque needed to move the vehicle. Early electric vehicles. The controller was operated by the driver and allowed different voltages to be applied to the electric motor, depending on the needs of the driver. For an example, assume that an early electric vehicle uses 6 6-volt batteries. If the batteries are connected in series, the negative terminal of one battery is connected to the positive terminal of the second battery. 2 6-volt batteries connected in series result in 12 volts, but the same current as one of the batteries. If 2 6-volt 500 amp hour batteries are connected in series, then the output is 12 volts and 500 amp hours. If the batteries are connected in parallel, the current of each battery is increased, but the voltage remains the same. If 2 6-volt 500 amp hour batteries are connected in parallel, then the voltage is 6 volts, but the capacity is 1000 amp hours. The old electric vehicle mechanical controller was able to switch all 6 batteries in various combinations of series and parallel configurations to achieve lower voltage for slow speeds and higher voltages for higher speeds. Electric vehicles did not have a long range and needed to have the batteries charged regularly, which meant that electric vehicles could only be used for short distances. In fact, electric vehicles were almost more popular than steam power in 1900, when steam had 40% of the sales and electric had 38% of the sales. The gasoline-powered cars represented only 22% of the vehicles sold. Note: due to the oil embargo of 1973 and increased demand for alternative energy sources, Congress enacted Public Law 94-413, the Electric and Hybrid Vehicle Research, Development, and Demonstration Act of 1976, which was designed to promote new technologies. Figure 91-1. One of the last remaining General Motors EV1 on display at the Peterson Museum in Los Angeles, California. Newer electric vehicles. In the late 1990s, several vehicle manufacturers produced electric vehicles, using electronic controllers to meet the demands for zero-emission vehicles, as specified by law in California at the time. Electric vehicles were produced by Ford, Toyota, Nissan, and General Motors. Legislation was passed in California that included the following revisions within the Zero Emissions Vehicle, abbreviated ZEV, mandate. As a direct result of the California Zero Emission Vehicle mandate originally calling for 10% ZEV, General Motors developed the Electric Vehicle 1, known as EV1, and it was leased to customers in California and Arizona. See Figures 91-1 and 91-2. By 2010, there were several electric vehicles for sale, although often in limited parts of the country and in limited numbers. Electric vehicles include the Tesla, Nissan Leaf, and Chevrolet Volt, as well as plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, such as the Toyota Prius. Driving and owning a hybrid electric vehicle. Driving a hybrid vehicle. Driving a hybrid electric vehicle is the same as driving any other conventional vehicle. In fact, many drivers and passengers are often not aware they are driving or riding in a hybrid electric vehicle. Some unique characteristics that the driver may or may not notice include: after the internal combustion engine has achieved normal operating temperature and other conditions are met, the engine stops when the vehicle slows down and stops. This condition may cause some concern to some drivers who may think that the engine has stalled and then may try to restart it. The brake pedal may feel different, especially at slow speeds of about 5 miles per hour and 15 miles per hour when slowing to a stop. It is at about these speeds that the brake system switches from regenerative braking to actually applying brake force to the mechanical brakes. A slight surge or pulsation may be felt at this time. This may or may not be felt and is often not a concern to drivers. The power steering works even when the engine stops because all hybrid electric vehicles use an electric power steering system. Some hybrid electric vehicles are able to propel the vehicle using the electric motor alone, resulting in quiet, almost eerie operation. If a hybrid electric vehicle is being driven aggressively and at a high rate of acceleration, there is often a feeling that the vehicle is not going to slow down when the accelerator pedal is first released. This is caused by two factors. Number 1. The inertia of the rotor of the electric motor attached to the crankshaft of the ICE results in the engine continuing to rotate after the throttle has been closed. And number 2. The slight delay that occurs when the system switches the electric motor from powering the vehicle to generating regenerative braking. While this delay is rarely experienced, and is not at all dangerous, for a fraction of a second it gives a feeling that the accelerator pedal did not react to a closed throttle. Refer to Figure 91-2. General Motors EV shown without the body. Many of the features of this vehicle, such as regenerative braking, currently used on hybrid vehicles were first put into production on this vehicle. Owning a hybrid electric vehicle. The fuel economy is higher compared to a similar type vehicle, especially if driven in city-type driving conditions where engine stop and regenerative braking really add to the efficiency of a hybrid electric vehicle. However, the range of the hybrid version may be about the same as the conventional version of the same vehicle because the hybrid version usually has a smaller fuel tank capacity. A hybrid electric vehicle costs and weighs more than a conventional vehicle. The increased cost is due to the batteries, electric motors, and controllers used, plus the additional components needed to allow operation of the heating and air conditioning systems during idle stop periods. The cost is offset in part by returning improved fuel economy, as well as government energy credits awarded at the time of purchase for some new technology vehicles. It may take many years of operation before the extra cost is offset by cost savings from the improved fuel economy. However, many owners purchase a hybrid electric vehicle for other reasons besides fuel savings, including a feeling that they are helping the environment and love of the high technology involved. Classifications of hybrid electric vehicles. Series hybrid. The types of hybrid electric vehicles include series, parallel, and series parallel designs. In a series hybrid design, sole propulsion is by a battery-powered electric motor, but the electric energy for the batteries comes from another onboard energy source, such as an internal combustion engine. In this design, the engine turns a generator and the generator can either charge the batteries or power an electric motor that drives the transmission. The internal combustion engine never powers the vehicle directly. See Figures 91-3 and 91-4. The engine is only operated to keep the batteries charged. Therefore, the vehicle could be moving with or without the internal combustion engine running. Series hybrid vehicles also use regeneration braking to help keep the batteries charged. The Chevrolet Volt is an example of a series hybrid design. The engine is designed to just keep the batteries charged and, therefore, is designed to operate at its most efficient speed and load. An advantage of a series hybrid design is that no transmission, clutch, or torque converter is needed. A disadvantage of a series hybrid design is the added weight of the internal combustion engine to what is basically an electric vehicle. The engine is actually a heavy onboard battery charger. Also, the electric motor and battery capacity have to be large enough to power the vehicle under all operating conditions, including climbing hills. All power needed for heating and cooling must also come from the batteries, so using the air conditioning in hot weather and the heater in cold weather reduces the range that the vehicle can travel on battery power alone. Frequently asked question. How fast does the motor generator turn the engine when starting? The typical starter motor used on a conventional gasoline or diesel engine rotates the engine from 100 to 300 revolutions per minute, RPM. Because the typical engine idles at about 600 to 700 RPM, the starter motor is rotating the engine at a speed slower than it operates. This makes it very noticeable when starting because the sound is different when cranking compared to when the engine actually starts and runs. However, when the motor generator of a hybrid electric vehicle rotates the engine to start it, the engine is rotated about 1000 RPM, which is about the same speed as when it is running. As a result, engine cranking is just barely heard or felt. The engine is either running or not running, which is a truly unique sensation to those not familiar with the operation of hybrid electric vehicles, HEVs. Refer to Figure 91-3. A drawing of the power flow in a typical series hybrid vehicle. Figure 91-4. This diagram shows the components included in a typical series hybrid design. The solid line arrow indicates the transmission of torque to the drive wheels. The dotted line arrows indicate the flow of electrical current. Refer to Figure 91-5. The power flow in a typical parallel hybrid vehicle. Parallel hybrid. In a parallel hybrid design, multiple propulsion sources can be combined, or one of the energy sources alone can drive the vehicle. In this design, the battery and engine are both connected to the transmission. The vehicle using a parallel hybrid design can be powered by the internal combustion engine alone, by the electric motor alone, full hybrids only, or by a combination of engine and electric motor propulsion. In most cases, the electric motor is used to assist the internal combustion engine. One of the advantages of using a parallel hybrid design is that by using an electric motor or motors to assist the internal combustion engine, the engine itself can be smaller than would normally be needed. See Figures 91-5 and 91-6. Note: a parallel hybrid design could include additional batteries to allow for plug-in capability, which could extend the distance the vehicle can travel using battery power alone. One disadvantage of a parallel hybrid design is that complex software is needed to seamlessly blend electric and ICE power. Another concern about the parallel hybrid design is that it had to be engineered to provide proper heating and air conditioning system operation when the ICE stops at idle. Frequently asked question: what are 1, 2, and 3 motor hybrids? Hybrids can have 1, 2, or 3 electric motor generators. 1. Motor systems include hybrids from VW, Nissan, Honda, and General Motors. 2. Motor systems are used by Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Ford, and General Motors. 3. Motor system hybrids include the Toyota Highlander and Lexus RX 400h, 450h, SUVs, where the rear drive wheels are driven by the rear electric motor generator. Refer to Figure 91-6. Diagram showing the components involved in a typical parallel hybrid vehicle. The solid line arrows indicate the transmission of torque to the drive wheels, and the dotted line arrows indicate the flow of electrical current. Refer to Figure 91-7. A series parallel hybrid design allows the vehicle to operate in electric motor mode only or in combination with the internal combustion engine. Series parallel hybrid. The Toyota Prius and Ford hybrids are classified as series parallel hybrids because they can operate using electric motor power alone or with the assist of the ICE. Series parallel hybrids combine the functions of both a series and a parallel design. The internal combustion engine may be operating, even though the vehicle is stopped, if the electronic controller has detected that the batteries need to be charged. See Figure 91-7. Note: the internal combustion engine may or may not start when the driver starts the vehicle, depending on the temperature of the engine and other conditions. This can be confusing to some who are driving a hybrid electric vehicle for the first time and sense that the engine did not start when they tried to start the engine. Belt alternator starter systems. Parts and operation. The belt system, commonly called the belt alternator starter abbreviated, BAS, is the least expensive system that can be used and still claim that the vehicle is a hybrid. For many buyers, cost is a major concern, and the BAS system allows certain hybrid features without the cost associated with an entire redesign of the engine and powertrain. Consumers are able to upgrade from conventional models to BAS hybrid at a reasonable cost and get slightly better fuel economy. The BAS concept is to replace the belt-driven alternator with an electric motor that serves as a generator and a motor. When the engine is running the motor, acting as a generator, it charges a separate 36-volt battery, 42-volt charging voltage. When the engine needs to be started again after the engine has been stopped at idle to save fuel, idle stop, the BAS motor is used to crank the engine by taking electrical power from the 36-volt battery pack and applies its torque via the accessory belt, and cranks the engine instead of using the starter motor. Note: a BAS system uses a conventional starter motor for starting the ICE the first time, and only uses the high-voltage motor generator to start the ICE when leaving idle stop mode. The motor generator is larger than a standard starter motor, so more torque can be generated in the cranking mode, also referred to as the motoring mode. The fast rotation of the BAS allows for quicker starts of the engine, and makes the start-stop operation possible. Having the engine shut off when the vehicle is at a stop saves fuel. Of course, the stopping of the engine does create a sense that the engine has stalled, which is a common concern to drivers unfamiliar with the operation of hybrid vehicles. A typical BAS system achieves an 8% to 15% increase in fuel economy, mostly affecting the city mileage with little, if any, effect on the highway mileage. On extremely small vehicles, the belt alternator starter might nudge a vehicle into the mild hybrid category. The BAS system is the type used in many brands and models of vehicles. See figures 91-8 and 91-9. Figure 91-8. This chart shows what is occurring during various driving conditions in a BAS type hybrid. Figure 91-9. The components of a typical belt alternator starter, BAS, system. Microhybrid drive system. One of the major fuel-saving features of a hybrid electric vehicle is the idle stop mode, in which the internal combustion engine is stopped, instead of idling, while in traffic. One simple system developed by Valeo uses a starter alternator that is used as a conventional alternator when the engine is running, and as a starter to start the engine by transmitting power through the drive belt system. This type of system is often called a microhybrid drive system. See figure 91-11. The only mechanical addition needed is a special belt tensioner that allows two-directional belt travel and can be fitted to almost any existing gasoline or diesel engine. The fuel and exhaust emission savings are proportional to the amount of idle time and can save up to 6% during city driving conditions. Refer to figure 91-10. This sticker on a hybrid vehicle allows the driver to use the high occupancy vehicle abbreviated HOV lanes, even if there is only one person in the vehicle, as a way to increase demand for hybrid vehicles in California. Frequently asked question: can hybrids use the HOV lane? In most locations the answer is yes, but it depends on the type of hybrid vehicle. The high occupancy vehicle HOV lane in many cities is reserved for use by vehicles that are carrying more than one occupant as a way to encourage carpooling and the use of public transportation. In California, only those hybrids classified as being high fuel economy models and those meeting certain emission ratings qualify. Those that do qualify, such as the Toyota Prius, are issued stickers that show that they are entitled to be in the HOV lane even if there is just the driver in the vehicle. High-performance hybrids, such as the Honda Accord Hybrid, do not meet the specified fuel economy rating to allow the owners to be issued HOV stickers, which are also limited as to how many in the entire state can be issued. See figure 91-10. Modes of operation. The following are the most common features of hybrids that improve fuel economy. Idle stop. The idle stop mode turns off the engine when the vehicle is stopped. When the brake is released, the engine immediately starts. This ensures that the vehicle is not using fuel, nor creating CO2 emissions, when the engine is not required to propel the vehicle. Regenerative braking. When decelerating, the braking system captures the energy from the vehicle's inertia and converts it to electrical energy, which is stored in the battery or other device for later use. Regenerative braking helps keep the batteries charged. Power assist. The electric motor provides extra power using electrical current drawn from the battery to assist the internal combustion engine during acceleration. This power assist mode enables the vehicle to use a smaller, more fuel-efficient engine without giving up vehicle performance. Engine off drive electric vehicle mode. The electric motor propels the vehicle at lower speeds. This mode is often called the motoring mode. Because the internal combustion engine is not being used during acceleration, no fuel is being used and no emissions are being released. When the hybrid is in this mode, it is essentially an electric vehicle. Refer to figure 91-11. A combination starter alternator is used to provide idle stop function to conventional vehicles. This very limited and low-cost system is called a microhybrid drive. Levels of hybrid vehicles. The term hybrid refers to a type of vehicle. However, there are different levels of hybridization among hybrids on the market. Different vehicle manufacturers use various hybrid technologies. Mild hybrid. A mild hybrid incorporates idle stop and regenerative braking, but is not capable of using the electric motor to propel the vehicle on its own without help from the internal combustion engine. A mild hybrid system has the advantage of costing less, but saves less fuel compared to a full hybrid vehicle, and usually uses a 42-volt electrical motor and battery package, 36-volt batteries, 42-volt charging. The fuel savings for a mild type of hybrid design is about 8% to 15%. Medium hybrid. A medium hybrid uses 144 to 158 volt batteries that provide for engine stop-start, regenerative braking, and power assist. Like a mild hybrid, a typical medium hybrid is not capable of propelling the vehicle from a stop using battery power alone. Examples of a medium hybrid vehicle include the Honda Insight, Civic, and Accord. The fuel economy savings are about 20% to 25% for medium hybrid systems. Full hybrid. A full hybrid, also called a strong hybrid, uses idle-stop regenerative braking, and is able to propel the vehicle using the electric motors alone. Each vehicle manufacturer has made its decision on which hybrid type to implement based on its assessment of the market niche for a particular model. Examples of a full or strong hybrid include the Ford Escape SUV, Toyota Highlander, Lexus RX 400 hours, Lexus GS 450 hours, Toyota Prius, and Toyota Camry. The fuel economy savings are about 30% to 50% for full hybrid systems. Tech tip. Watch out for motoring mode. When a hybrid electric vehicle, HEV, is operating at low speeds, it is often being propelled by the electric motor alone, sometimes called motoring mode. As a result, the vehicle is very quiet and is said to be operating in quiet mode. During this time, the driver should be aware that the vehicle is not making any sound and should be careful when driving in congested areas. Service technicians should also be extremely careful when moving a HEV around the shop due to the silence of the vehicle. Note: many newer HEV and electric vehicles produce a mechanical noise that is broadcast through a speaker under the front bumper to warn pedestrians until the vehicle exceeds about 6 miles per hour, or 10 kilometers per hour. Efficiencies of electric motors and internal combustion engines. An electric motor can have efficiency, including controller, of over 90%, while a gasoline engine only has efficiency of 35% or less. An ICE does not have the overload capability of an electric motor. That is why the rated power of an internal combustion engine is usually much higher than required for highway cruising. Operating smoothly at idle speed produces a much lower efficiency than operating at a higher speed. Maximum torque of an internal combustion engine is reached at intermediate speed and the torque declines as speed increases further. There is a maximum fuel efficiency point in the speed range for the ICE, and this speed is optimized by many hybrid vehicle manufacturers by using a transmission that keeps the engine speed within the most efficient range. Frequently asked question: what is an assist hybrid? An assist hybrid electric vehicle is a term used to describe a vehicle where the electric motor is not able to start moving the vehicle on electric power alone. This type of hybrid includes all mild hybrids, 36 to 42 volts, as well as the medium hybrids that use 144 to 158 volt systems. Electric motors. Electric motors offer ideal characteristics for use in a vehicle because of the following factors: constant power over all speed ranges, constant torque at low speeds needed for acceleration and hill climbing capability, constant torque below base speed, constant power above base speed, and only a single gear or fixed gear is needed in the electric motor. Transmission. Review questions. Question 1. What are the advantages and disadvantages of a series hybrid? Design. Question 2. What type of hybrid electrical vehicle is a Toyota Prius hybrid? Question 3. What are the advantages and disadvantages of mild, medium, and full hybrid vehicles? Question 4. Why does a BAS system cost less than the other types of hybrid vehicles? Question 5. What are the four modes of operation of a typical hybrid vehicle? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. The GM EV1 was what type of vehicle? A. Totally electric powered. B. A first generation hybrid electric vehicle. C. A series type HEV. D. A parallel type HEV. Question 2. Which type of hybrid uses 36 to 42 volts? A. Mild hybrid. B. Medium hybrid. C. Full hybrid. D. Strong hybrid. Question 3. Which type of hybrid is capable of propelling the vehicle using just the electric motor? A. BAS type. B. Strong, or full, hybrid. C. Medium hybrid. D. Mild hybrid. Question 4. About how fast does a motor generator crank the internal combustion engine? A. About 1000 RPM. B. About 2000 RPM. C. About 150 to 300 RPM. D. About 400 to 600 RPM. Question 5. Which type of hybrid electric design costs the least? A. Strong hybrid design. B. Series hybrid design. C. Parallel hybrid design. D. BAS design. Question 6. Which type of hybrid electric vehicle has idle stop operation? A. Strong hybrids only. B. strong, mild, and medium hybrids. C. Mild hybrids only. D. Medium hybrids only. Question 7. A vehicle equipped with a belt alternator starter, or BAS, hybrid system the alternator is also used to. A. Circulate the coolant. B. Pump refrigerant. C. Start the engine. D. Assist steering effort. Question 8. Technician A says that most hybrids use the series hybrid design. Technician B says that some hybrids have 42-volt batteries. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 9. Electric motors are better than an internal combustion engine to propel a vehicle because A. They produce high torque at low speeds. B. They do not burn fuel and, therefore, do not release carbon dioxide into the environment. C. They are quiet. D. All of the above are correct. Question 10. All of the following are characteristic of a hybrid electric vehicle, except A. High voltages, or safety issue. B. Lower fuel economy. C. Lower amount of carbon dioxide released to the atmosphere. D. Quiet. End of chapter 91.